forget these are the days of the nice friends, and these are the days of
the cash, the bank of the world.
She gets a wheel for the sailboat, and it would get
lost. Do you remember Hans, the bus driver?
It could get the railroad, or these
I put the red balls.
It could be a balloon, it's bushy,
right? The four balls went down to that one,
said,
leave, get those wheels away.
She'll get some gas,
these are the days, my friends.
All these are the days,
my friends.
And these are the days,
will it get some wind for the sailboat?
Would it get some wind for the sailboat? And it could get the
railroad,
or
these
it is.
It could be
real,
it
could be a balloon, it could be
Frank,
it could be very Frank,
it could be a balloon.
Listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Oh, yeah, that's right. We are doing this live, strong, and magicaler. Live, strong, and magicaler. Do you like that word, magicaler? Anyways, yes. I am a psychic medium, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium, if you're just tuning in. And this show is craziness, all kinds of good craziness. This is basically this is spirit world through sound. This is spirit world through mediumship. If you don't know, this is the spirit world through the psychic world. So there's so many things that go on here. So many different things. Like we give live readings, we talk to angels, we talk to spirit. We do all kinds of things here. But it all has to do with communicating with the spirit world through music. And that's what we do. And we have all kinds of fun things like dreams, spirits in the dream world giving me information, giving me a playlist, dead entertainers. What happened this week? It was crazy. Whatever happened this week. So many things happened this week. It was just nuts. Spirit showed me this author named Dolores Cannon. I don't know if you've heard her, but she was in my dream, so I've been listening to her. And, I've been really listening to her stuff. If you don't know, she does a lot of law of attraction talks. So if you are familiar with Dolores Cannon, Spirit, she came in my dreams, and Spirit was like, hey, this is a new, check her. I mean, I knew her before, but I wasn't really inundated the way I'm inundated with other authors right now. So right now, I've been really inundated with her. So it's been really fun. So that's another form of, spirit communication, where spirit will just give us information. And, I've been really connected with spirit today. I've been asking them, having a lot of communication. And literally before, oh no. I have to fix that. Literally before I came here, I saw a license plate that had the numbers 7 and 2, which add up to 9, and then 87. That was a year two of my sisters crossed over to the earth plane. And that was the day. So that was a sign. Those were my big sisters in the spirit world helping me out. And on my way here, I took a picture of beautiful sunflowers. I'm obsessed with flowers. I am absolutely head over heels in love with flowers. And flowers in front of houses with blue skies, I have an affinity for, so I was able to take pictures of that, real life pictures. And I got them and I was just like, oh my God, it made me really happy. And there were sunflowers. And guess what sunflowers are? Sunflowers is the actual flower, the representation of spiritualism. So the spiritualism mediumship spirit. So flowers, sunflowers represent spirit. So that was a lot of fun to be able to have that communication and angels and being like, we're right here. We're here with you, Mariah. Like, you know, I might get a little emotional on the show today because I've been feeling a little like, it's weird, like a little, sometimes when I feel a disconnect from spirit, it is hard. And I know a lot of you who talk to spirit and have a communication, whether it's spirit, whether with God, whether it is with a higher power, no matter what it is, sometimes we have a disconnect and we think we're not connected, but that's the when we're the most connected. And that's what you have to understand, is that when you feel the most, when you're feeling the most disconnected from spirit, that's when you're the most connected. Always remember, because that's when they're helping you out the most. That's when they are there in your time of need more than you could ever know. That's why you're having trouble communicating, because it's like the footprints in the Bible. It's like you think the whole footprints, where it's like you thought God wasn't there. He was like, you didn't see the footprints because God was carrying you. And that's the same. That's exactly what it is. So I was just like, spirit, I've been feeling like, come on, guys. And sometimes it's necessary to happen, because if we have this constant, like, communication and everything's dandy, we wouldn't figure things out and be able to really have that faith, because sometimes we're not as in tune with our faith as we think. Sometimes we don't believe as much as we think. So sometimes we have to have that extra oomph and that extra nudge and that extra kind of toughness of love and spirit being absent, so we can dive in deep and remember what's truly important. Sometimes we're so distracted, and it's very important not to have distractions. It's very important to stay connected with yourself. It's very important to stay connected with, you know, with where you are, what your goals are, and anything that is just basically doesn't serve that is gonna take you off track. So it's very important to be invested emotionally in yourself and your calling and everything that you want to manifest in this world. If we're being pulled into different directions, that's why we don't get the results that we want. So that's just a little bit of a nice reminder to remember where our attention is what we're going to sprout out, everything that's going to happen. And I just wanted to mention, last time I was on the air, things were not going right on the soundboard, and I knew it was for a reason. I was like, okay, spirit, I understand. I didn't get to talk a lot. I actually didn't get to do the channeling till the end of the show. And I said, I know this is for a reason. This isn't going the way that I want. Sunday service was not going as planned, but it's going the way as needed. And literally, the DJ after me told me that somebody told him that they were very grateful for my message and what I had to say. And they really loved it, and it was uplifting. And I was just like, that's what it's about. I knew it. I was like, because sometimes, honestly, sometimes we have breakdowns and we have messages, and it's just for that one person who needs to hear it. Sometimes we have to understand that sometimes whoever, it's not about us sometimes. Sometimes I get on the show and I'm like, I'm going to do this. It's going to go this way. But no, sometimes it's not, because specifically it's for someone else. I mean, ultimately this is for everyone. This is for you. This is for other people. So sometimes it doesn't go as planned, but it will always go as needed. And that's what we have to remember. Life is always going to go as needed. And the message was about how when we are attached, attaching to things is true suffering. So when we detach ourselves from things, that is freedom. So we need to detach ourselves from the expectation from everything in our lives, and just be able to live in acceptance and in the presence. I know sometimes it's easier said than done when we're so fixated on having things go our way and have so many things and trying to gain so much control. But that is the true message. So, with that said, we are going right into our guided meditation. So for all of you listening out there, I don't have a planned show. This is all completely free form today. We're just going to chill. We're going to, sit in the saturation of Labor Day. We're going to feel the goodness. We're going to feel the love, and we're going to connect. Infinite Spirit, I love you. Let's take some moments to just kind of like unwind and just breathe. So wherever you are, if you're driving, if you're in your car, traffic's happening, back to school, everything. Oh my God, the city's crazy right now. Wherever you're at, transitioning, going home, if you're at home, if you're outside, cleaning, in a meditative state, whatever it is that you're doing, let's just breathe. Let's take some moments to not feel like we have to rush to do anything. I'm going to give you some time to breathe for yourself. So as we are here right now, we're enjoying this beautiful transition. It's beautiful new moon in Virgo. Come on, it's the new moon. That's right. New moon in Virgo. It actually happened yesterday, 4 p.m. It's trickling into now. So on this new moon, it's time to manifest. It really is time to do some manifesting. But before we do some manifesting on the show today, let's make sure we clear and cleanse our energy right now. And let's just put out a signal into the universe and a signal to our angels and ask for some healing, ask for some clarity, ask for whatever needs healing right now. Oh, Infinite Spirit's taking me to that beautiful scenery I saw today where I just had to stop in my tracks. It was literally a scene of sometimes you got to stop and smell the flowers and smell the roses. That literally happened today. I literally stopped my car. I was actually looking for something, and I pulled over to make sure I had my charger for my show. And when I found I had it, I looked to my left. Beautiful sunflowers were just looking at me in front of this beautiful blue house. And I was like, I've got to take a picture of this. In these moments, we are never alone. In these moments, when we feel alone, we know the unseen is here. I'm gonna get emotional. In these moments, we can feel the infinite presence with us. Your loved ones never leave. When we cross over, all of your loved ones, whoever you want to see, whoever you loved. Do you have a relative, a family member, a friend who's crossed over recently, who is now in heaven? This is a message, and this is for you to know, and you did not stumble across this by accident. This is here for you to know that they love you. This is the message, and this is the synchronicity that you asked for, to know that they are here next to you, guiding you in a world that tells you the supernatural does not exist, there is no life after death, and a world that tells you you're crazy to believe that the spirit world is real. This is your sign that what you believe in your heart is real. We are inundated with love right now. We're inundated with love and trust and hope and optimism in our heart. As Spirit comes here and loves us and guides us, Spirit is here to comfort us. Spirit is here to bring the softness and the nurturing and the compassion. So we're gonna vision yourself outside in this beautiful, beautiful September day. Everything is coming to a new and brand new. We're gonna open up our hearts and we're gonna see how we can really manifest and change our worlds and make it what we want it to be. How can we make our world what we want it to be from this day forward? No matter where you are, if you just started school, you started a new job, you just moved and transitioned, you know, there's a lot of moving in and moving out. Where are you going from here on? How would you like this to go? How would you like this to play out? Visualize 2 months from now and where you would like to be. Let's do a cute visualization. See yourself in your highest good and your highest vibration. What brings you in your highest vibration? Picture yourself surrounded by the things that you love to do, by the people that make you happy, your surroundings, environment. Picture all of these things and where you like to be, where you would like to be. What is the ideal picture right now? Who are you with? If you could picture yourself in a month or 2 months from now, who would you be surrounded by? What family, friends, loved ones, relationships, jobs? Where would you like to be? The invention of God. I'm loving it. The invention of God is here. You are God. What is the feeling you'd like to have? Can you see any of your accomplishments? Any of your goals being met? What are some of the goals you have? What is it that you'd like to be? Where is it that you'd like to get to? We're outside in this beautiful, beautiful day. You can imagine yourself parked right on the grass. Whether you're at, imagine you're at a beautiful house in the country. You know those houses with the porches on them? And imagine we're here. It doesn't have to be the country. It could be right here. It could be right here in Medford, Mass. But you know those big houses and the big porches, and you're outside. And let's imagine we're sitting outside and we can see those beautiful sunflowers, those tall, tall, bright yellow sunflowers. And you could see a bunch of them. Every sunflower represents a dream, a wish. And there's no limit. There's no limit to these wishes. And everything that you visualized right now, everything that you had in your mind, everything that you could think of that makes you happy. Imagine every single sunflower represents that wish. Imagine that every single sunflower, all of your angels put there so you could make a wish upon them. This gift is for you. Think about all those things that you'd want in life. The health, the relationship, the job, the money, the family, the friends, the vacations, the dream coming true, the business being developed, everything that you want. Hush and clear all things that do not serve. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Wrap yourself in your dreams. Wrap yourself in your goals and your manifestations. Wrap yourself in your life. You are magnificent and you are worth it. And you are worthy. You are worthy of so. You are so loved. You are brilliance and excellence. You are the magic. We come back, we realize that we could have anything that we want. We realize we can really have anything that we want, and everything that we want is available to us. We realize that everything is here for us and life is for us. We realize that it's in our hands right now. Your angels come to you. They love you. They guide you and they send you love. They love you so much. They love your light and they love your life. You are amazing, Amrun. You are so amazing. Let's come back to Earth. Let's open up our eyes and let's bring in all that good energy that Spirit's brought here and all that good and understand the healing that needs healing right now. Please, Infinite Spirit, continue to heal us. Continue to see what we need to see. Help us to see with clarity from now on. So I wanted to play this song, Swing on a Star by Bing Crosby, because the other day I was on the train and I was actually singing. Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry a moonbeam home in a jar. Oh, would you like to swing on a star? You could be swinging on a star. Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry a moonbeam home in a jar. Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Woo! And the guy came up to me and it was just like, he said he loved it. He loved my singing. And he just said, I had a beautiful voice. And so that, I need to share that with you because that had to do everything with the throat chakra and communicating that, and for me to sing that, and for me to, you know, because I mean, when I sing, when I make music, I feel my voice is very much indie rock. You know, it's like whatever. It's just me. It's my own style. So I don't usually expect compliments, to be honest. Because I'm always like, I'm not professional. But when I heard that, I understood what he meant. I took it as, there goes your throat chakra. It's being cleared. It's being clarity. He's hearing you. You're being seen. It's important to be seen right now. It's very important to be heard. It's very important to know that you are important. It's important to know that you are worthy and you belong and you're magnificent. Because the more we cannot understand that, see, you know, the more we don't realize that in a healthy manner, not conceit, not talking about that, not talking about, you know, arrogance. We're talking about really healthy understanding of a balance. The more we're aware, the more we're going to believe, we're going to receive what it is that we asked for. So it's very important to have that mindset. And so it's very important to understand that whatever you have to say is valid. You have something to say and you deserve to be heard. And I just wanted to leave you with that. I love you so much. This is WMFO 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boss Medium. This is a show today celebrating the new moon, bringing in so much beautiful energy, so much love, so much care into the world, and just summoning up that goodness that's for you. Free education right here on radio. Don't you just love it about the spirit world? So anyways, where did it go? Swing. Okay. Anyways, here we go. Swing on a star. Please stay tuned. Do not go anywhere. I love you.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Kinda jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys aren't in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. you can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
The diamond necklace played the pawn, and a handsome drummed along, woe to a handsome man at baton. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see the pit in the pendulum. Played the pawn, and a handsome drummed along, woe to a handsome man at baton. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see the pit in the pendulum drum. Taken me, dim chandelier awaken me to a song dissolved in the dark. The music hall, a costly bow, the music all is lost for now to a muted trumpeter's swan.
Children sing. Have you changed in that? sack. Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. Out.
Round, 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 round. sun going down and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Oh, round, 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 round.
Halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. I'm just playing some Civil War music in the background. Don't mind me. So I hope you're enjoying the show so far. I don't know. It's so random. I have like Radiohead, some ska, and some Beatles, and some Billy Joel. And now we're rocking some Civil War music. This march is a... Anyways, we're having a lean night here. It's the new moon. We're getting creative, getting funky. I think I'm just having a chill night where we're thinking about what we're manifesting. And interestingly enough, when I was in the studio, I just came across this. It's actually an audiobook. It includes a full color guide to tarot by Steve Hounsom, Spirit Seeker, and a CD of music specifically composed for New World music. Interesting. So we're going to pop this on and see what this is all about, because I'm interested. You know, why not? Why not do this? This is a paranormal show. This is a show about the spirit world. So I'm very curious about what is on here. That's going to happen soon. I won't punish you too much with this. Or maybe I will, because I feel like it. But until then, let's put on some doo-wop. Yeah, I think, I don't even know if I'm going to do the shamanic drumming. We'll see. We'll see what's going on. You know, I'm feeling like, I'm thinking about what we're manifesting, you know, thinking about spirit and thinking about angels, thinking about, you know, really how spirit bedazzle me. I want to hear from you this week. I want to see what spirits come in my dreams. What music do you want me to play? What you want me to do? Like, I also had a dream recently that I couldn't find my laptop, and then lo and behold, my laptop was actually in Studio B, and I went in there, like, and then I saw all of the music, the mixing board where the Reaper is, and they're like, this is where your laptop is and where it basically should be. And I was like, whoa, this is such a cool dream. You see that? Oh, and that live mixing we had last week with Henry David Thoreau and trying to save Walden and summoning the energy. That was pretty groovy. So you see, we have all these different things. We're, you know, communicating with Thoreau spirit, communicating with angels, and the majority of dreams I have is about music, which I'm very grateful for. Music and Muay Thai. Music and boxing and Muay Thai and mixed martial arts. Yeah, which is pretty radical. So what are your dreams? What comes in your dreams? Like, what do you dream about the majority of the time? You know, our dreams are our guides, and we can really utilize it, and we can really use it for the best, highest potential possible. And I mean, right now I'm getting so much revelation about so many things that are coming in, so many things that need to be done, so many things that spirit wants me to know and spirit wants to show me. And so it's pretty cool. Sometimes we have intuitive nudges. Sometimes we have visions of what we need to do. And sometimes we may be in pain physically or mentally until it happens, until we say yes to the vision, until we say yes to exactly what goes on. So let it happen. Let it flow. Think about what you want. Think about what it is that you really, really want. Sometimes we don't even know what we want. Don't rush it. Don't force it. Because sometimes we really just need to have a couple of days of just being ill. And what I mean is being ill, I mean being awesome. The word ill translated into awesomeness. Sometimes we just need that. We just need a couple of days to just feel good. And sometimes that brings upon us. So if you don't know what you want, it's a good idea to just kind of like chill and be in a flow and be in the flow of life, which you can only do. You can only flow, because when we're in a forcing mode and we're like, well, I got to get this done. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to beat this person. I got to be in competition with that person. I got to do. It feels heavy, doesn't it? It feels, you know, it just doesn't feel right. Everything should come from love. And the message I'm getting today is it has to do with love. It has to do with love and being able to just have that connection. I think, you know, when I'm just feeling love and I'm feeling a connection with spirit and my spirituality, everything's good. There is no needing, you know, everything is fine. Everything is easier to accept things. It's easier to be in acceptance. It's, you know, veering away from that state of control is just, you know, what it helps to do. I mean, letting go is the best result you're ever going to get, even when it comes to manifesting. Letting go of the control. We got to let go of the control. We've got to. It is the only way, because, like, again, when I said, when we're hanging on and we're clinging to things so dear and so tight, and we're just like, oh my God, I need to have this thing and I can't live without this thing, you're really saying to the universe that you're not enough and you're lacking. We don't want to be there. We don't want to lack. We want to be abundant. We want to be billionaires, you know? We want to have more than enough to give away. We want to have more than enough energy. We want to be, we want to feel expansive and loved. So let's continue that. So right here live on the air, I'm going to see what's going on with this. Wait, does this even work? Oh my God. It's like, oh my God, this is like, so this is the tarot music. Oh my God, this is so fun. You know what? I could actually do the shamanic drumming to this. This is so much fun. Oh my God, I love it. See, we discover new things all day, every day. We could, like, even do another meditation. Oh my God, I love this so much. This is so funky. This is so fun. It's fun. All right. Well, now that I've... All right, time to turn it off. No, just kidding. But kind of. All right, we're going to go to the doo-wop, but we'll get back to this.
Just to